Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Putting the Word into Practice.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. And God has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord. Paul gives thanks to God for the Ephesian community because of their great faith and love. He prays that God would give them a spirit of wisdom to understand the great hope to which we have been called and the greatness of God's power at work in believers. This passage from Ephesians is powerful, beautiful, and gives many words of encouragement and hope. Perhaps the challenge is to know that these words are not just words, but concrete gifts we possess. Do we really understand God's power at work within us? Have we asked the Holy Spirit to enlighten our inmost heart? We often feel so weak and inadequate. St. Paul tells us we have power within us. God's power is so different from the world's definition of power. The exercise of power in society is often used to control, suppress, and dominate others. The power of the Spirit is gentleness and love and strength that can overcome evil with good. Our participation in the divine life empowers us as individuals to transform the society in which we live. Jesus calls us to do his work in the world and promises we will do even greater works than his through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us to love our neighbor and be instruments of transformation in our culture. The Spirit empowers us to be channels radiating God's salvation to the world. The Spirit equips us to practical deeds and not merely talking about it. We do not want to fail to use the dynamism of God's power that is available to us. we share in God's inherent power to do good, to love, and to transform creation. It is so easy to excuse ourselves because we feel too small and ineffectual to make a difference. God calls us, and in that very act, gives us unfailingly all that we need to be disciples of Jesus in the world. We are fully equipped to do God's work. Do we believe it? The challenge is, do we believe that the power of the gospel is more than words, that it is alive and active in we who believe? Thank you.